thank you for rejoining our all-access celebration of the release of the 15-album, 20-disc box set by the Rolling Stones, the Studio Albums Vinyl Collection 1971 to 2016. The Stones' 1972 tour of America shattered box office records at the time, raking in $4 million. Their opening act was none other than Stevie Wonder. There were many busts and clashes with police by fans who couldn't get tickets and tried to crash the gates at the venues. When the Stones reconvened to record their next album, they were still tax exiles, and they chose studios in Jamaica and the Netherlands to do their work. This produced Goat's Head Soup, which featured another smash for the band, Angie. Mick Jagger.
I think Keith wrote, he wrote one word and he said Angie, and I think it was to do with his daughter. She's called Angela. I just wrote the rest of it.
Angie, Angie, when will those clouds all disappear? Angie, Angie, where will it lead us from here? With no loving in our souls and no money in our coats, you can say we're satisfied. Angie, say we never tried. Angie, you're beautiful, yeah, but ain't it time we said goodbye? Angie, I still love you.
Thank you.
beautiful Angie from the Stones' Goat's Head Soup, which is now part of the huge new Rolling Stones box set, the studio album's vinyl collection 1971 to 2016. As is their next album, whose title piece became another Stone staple, It's Only Rock and Roll. Even though Ronnie Wood wasn't part of the band at the time, he did play on that song. Mick Jagger.
The phrase has become a big thing, and we still do a lot on stage. But it's a very Chuck Berry song, but it's got a different kind of feeling to it than a Chuck Berry song, but it's completely Chuck Berry in a lot of ways. And that version that's on there is like the original version, which is recorded half in Ron Wood's basement. It was a demo of Ron and me, really, that we added people on.
Ronnie Wood.
That was recorded at my house in 1974 in Richmond. Keith said to me, he took the original tape, which was made down in my studio, with Willie Weeks on bass, Kenny Jones on drums, and me and David Bowie and Mick on vocals. And Keith said, I've taken the precaution of wiping all of your guitars. I said, oh, right, this is the guy I'm going to have to spend some time with. I suppose I better get used to it. I said, but you forgot one thing, Keith. You forgot my 12-string. And he said, oh, I left that on, you know. That's still on there. It's still got a flavor of the original recording.
The Rolling Stones were making videos for their songs decades before MTV was just a glimmer in the eye of its creator. Mick Jagger tells us how the one for It's Only Rock and Roll nearly drowned their drummer.
I quite enjoy doing videos. They're quite hard work sometimes because they're always at locations are the worst. But, you know, you always moan about doing them, and Charlie moans and Keith always moans a lot about doing videos. But there they are. I mean, funnily enough, you've got that. Well, it's one of the few things of that time that's really evocative of the song, because people don't want to just hear the record. They want to see something of you doing it. These were just things that we just always did for every record. We can see we have fun with It's Only Rock and Roll, which is, I mean, a pretty crazy idea, putting everyone inside a tent and blowing it up with bubbles. And of course, we forgot completely that Charlie was a head or two heads shorter because he's sitting down.
Yeah, I could stick my hand in my heart, spill it all over the stage. Would it satisfy? Would it satisfy? Would you think the boy is strange? Ain't it strange? Yeah, I'm down and cry.
only rock and roll from the album of the same name. We'll take a short all-access break, but there's a lot more rock and roll to like from the Rolling Stones, the studio albums Vinyl Collection 1971 to 2016, and a sudden change for the band. Stay tuned. Pick you up and knock you down.